22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank is ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network and WWCR and other networks. We are going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, the biological weapons. And you want to stay tuned into this because this is going to give you some knowledge. I call it inside knowledge a little bit, based on what you've already learned from our past 4 years. You're going to want to listen to this. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, it says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So those are the blessings God wants us all to have. And if you seek the Lord's face, draw near to Him. Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And you quit doing what you were doing in the world, you come out of the world, hey, then the blood of Jesus is going to cover you, and you're going to be ready for the Lord's return. You're going to be embracing it and not being afraid of it. So mind the time. It grows short. Seek Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Here it is. WHO official admits vaccine passports were a scam. And your advanced global vaccination agenda. This was a top public health official who kind of broke ranks with her colleagues at the World Health Organization meeting. Dr. Hanna Norhenjek, chief physician at the Finnish Institute of Health and Welfare, and she was also the WHO's chair of the Strategic Group of Experts on Immunization. She admitted in a Finnish courtroom that the WHO knew your COVID-19 vaccines were ineffective back in the summer of 2021. She said back then, Norhenjek advised the WHO that the vaccine passports were then unnecessary. She said the WHO used the threat of the vaccine passports to pressure the public to take the experimental injections, even though they knew the vaccines didn't stop transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Oh, Norhenjek also persisted against the vaccine passports, calling the COVID jabs fake because they did not stop transmission. She said the vaccine passports and so-called vaccines gave a false sense of security, creating an artificial demand for lockdowns, restrictions, and segregation. Well, that's a mouthful. And we're going to kind of cover a little bit more of that kind of same thing in the first part of the show. All right, last but not least in the quack report, are you sick of your blue state? Well, there's a real estate agent that can help you. This is Jan Hubble. She became a real estate agent in Greenville, South Carolina. She's a leading agent at the South Carolina for Conservative Move. That's the real estate agency. It's a Texas-based company that helps conservatives migrate to red places. When your community no longer reflects your morals and values, they say it may be time to move. So Carolina is surpassing Florida now, last year even, in the fastest growing state in the country for keeping it very busy for people moving there. So any of the staunch conservatives from other states like New York, Washington, California, well, they're fed up with the politics and they're moving to South Carolina. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What'd you say, Frank? So they are knowingly experimenting on the general population. Again. Again is the key word there, Frank. Yeah. We're going to get into that. We're going to dive in and pay close attention because you're going to be enlightened to the light bulb that's going to go on. We're going to be talking about these biological weapons because the term biological weapons really not new. And they've been around hundreds of years. So technology, though, today has advanced this area to where any country can really manufacture a biological weapon, call it maybe a pandemic threat, and wreak havoc on countless people. So making infectious pathogens more lethal and easily transmissible is really a reality today, as well as manufacturing less infectious agents and then promoting them as novel, deadly ones. So manufacturing treatments, which are promoted as protection for these biological weapons, but may not be what they seem, and that also is a reality. So the additional factor that makes biological threats a deep concern is that this area, like any other, is propagandized. So the public has to discern if a reported threat is serious or a deception to manipulate them in some way for a desired outcome. So it is the reality that your medical treatments that are promoted to protect the public from biological threats can in reality be the biological weapons. Let's talk about this National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. They said this back in June 2003. They say, we are witnessing a renewed interest in biological warfare and terrorism owing to several factors. History tells us virtually no nation with the ability to develop weapons of mass destruction has abstained from doing so. The same knowledge that is needed to develop drugs and vaccines against pathogens has the potential to be abused for the development of biological weapons. All right, so they go on to say, it has been suggested that information about potentially harmful pathogens should not be made public, but rather put into the hands of the, quote, appropriate representatives, and to recommend special scrutiny for sensitive documents. Whether or not such measures are useful, deterrence might be questionable because the application of available knowledge is clearly enough to kill, end of quote. Clearly, this type of document scrutiny they're speaking of is a reality among your drug companies, your scientific research, and other authorities. So having full disclosure on your biological weapons described as a disease outbreak is above the public's pay grade. So they're not going to really tell you. So you got a lot of man-made diseases is the takeaway. So modern science has created many man-made diseases just by combining pathogens. So the ones that are usually the most problematic are strains of pathogens science is calling viruses. Now the population is taking the scientific community's word for it, if they're doing that, that it's a certain threatening pathogens and they're viruses. Well, the people, you know, pretty much take their word for it. Most of them do. At least 60% of the U.S. did. Viral genetics is a real part of virology. It's a special group. And many scientific reports in the last several decades are reporting animal pathogens jumping to the other species, including humans. And many in science are skeptical of such a wide variety of animal pathogens suddenly infecting other species in such a short span of time. So it does not seem to be supported by the usual evolutionary model spanning hundreds of years. And take, for example, your bird viruses, also called avian influenza. These do not normally infect humans. When the first reports appeared in 1997, you know, stating that people were sick with avian flu, they were mild symptoms, but later the reports in the media stated mortality cases of which the public really had no way to confirm if any of that was true. Now, in 2007, the FDA approved the release of the avian flu A H5N1 vaccine, and the current flu shot, your general influenza vaccine, includes two avian strains, H1N1 and H3N2. Why the AH5N1 strain is not included is really not clear, but perhaps these statements may explain it. Here's what the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology said in October 2007. Influenza AH5N1 viruses are strong candidates for causing the next influenza pandemic. And the CDC said April 2024, the highly pathogenic avian influenza AH5N1 and AH5N6 offering serious illness and high mortality rates. These strains are responsible for most human illness worldwide. And then the CDC also states, only four human infections with low pathogenic avian influenza, that's your H3N2 virus, is resulting in mild to moderate illness have ever been identified in the United States. Four infections ever in the U.S. CDC also adds, the two human cases of avian influenza of H5N1 have been reported in the United States. Two cases. Now, they go on to say, this is National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology. They said this, October 2007, our strategy includes preparation of vaccines from a currently circulating strain to induce broad-spectrum immunity towards newly emerged human avian H5 strains, end of quote. So they're preparing your avian influenza strains, Yeah, and Frank says they haven't been able to define a virus. I've heard that. People say there's no such thing as virus. It's just what they're calling a pathogen, okay? So for the sake of time, we're just going to say it's an avian virus, supposedly from birds, some sort of disease, some sort of pathogen. Newly emerged, Frank says, the next bioweapon they are planning to release. Exactly, right. So, but I've got information that's going to help us all figure this out. So we're going to talk about the man-made pandemics here. Because most people, and even your health professionals, do not know what is going into the development of vaccines and how vaccines are altering disease. Okay, so in July 2019, the University of North Carolina Healthcare reported they developed a new technique called directed evolution on proteins to evoke new tasks. Now you got to remember, proteins are keys to your metabolic functions, and often they are manipulated in vaccine serums to initiate a specific outcome that they want. So the research stated that their new method evolved their creation in a matter of days instead of the old method requiring months. Now, of course, science tells the press their research is to develop new therapeutics to fight disease. Well, the research did get published in the July 2019 journal Cell, and the initial groundbreaking scientific work on the directed evolution method won the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Here's what the University of North Carolina Healthcare Center said July 2019. They said, direct evolution is an artificial speed-up version of the evolution process. The idea is to focus the evolutionary process on a single DNA sequence in order to make it perform a specific task. Directed evolution is designed to make new therapeutics. Well, back up a minute. It's designed to make a new disease in order for them to make a new therapeutic, okay? They go on to say, our technique evolved several proteins to perform precise new tasks in a matter of days. This new process allows us to use human cells instead of bacteria cells. Okay, so that's key too, because they want to make animal pathogens infect human pathogens, so they have an endless line of pandemic options and therapeutics to sell you. So it's kind of a magic trick in a way. So you might want to say, well, how is this working? Well, it's a quick and easy approach using viruses as a carrier of the gene that they wish to modify inside the host, that would be humans. They use the virus because it can carry the genetic cargo that they want to install. And after the virus infects the cell, it mutates rapidly. Okay, did you catch that? So they're injecting serums into people with genetic cargo, and it's mutating. It's mutating. So additionally, the scientists created this method to enact conditions that allow only the mutated genes to thrive. Why would you want a bunch of mutated genes? Those genes are rogue. They're not operating well at all as originally intended. But they want to replace healthy genes with rogue mutated ones. So these are the genes the scientists have encoded to perform what they want the cells to actually do. So they're putting genetic code into the genes to tell the genes and your cells how to perform and what to do. They did not evolve on their own. It is research like this that has enabled certain pathogens to jump from one species to another. So they can switch things on and off with these proteins. They can shut your immune system down. They can shut down your adrenal glands. They can do some serious damage with this. University of North Carolina Healthcare says this, our research shows that mutant genes with the encoded proteins are capable of activating certain receptors or switching on certain genes, because this will work in mammals, in their cells, and it also is used to evolve other cells, such as human or animal. So they're using it as an evolutionary approach. And they'll tell the press, and the press will tell the population, you know, this bird flu or whatever virus or pathogen has evolved. No, they made it evolve. They created this monster. Would you say, Frank? So they are admitting, though, their statements that they are creating deadly bioweapons in order to have a reason to make a vaccine to force everyone, but it's not a vaccine. It's a genetic manipulation, and it's, yeah. The days of Noah, Frank, that's right. Yes. Okay, I got more. So, you know, hold on. I got more info here. So science, it promotes that they are doing the world population a favor. This is how they look at themselves. When in fact, this work is used for other purposes. So they have even created a system, and they call it the Vegas system. It stands for Viral Evolution of Genetically Actuated Sequences. Okay. You know, what's in Vegas stays in Vegas? No, it's out of the bag. So what this research has provided science is the ability to target specific cells and control the function. For example, the cells that make up the cardiac area or the neurological area can be targeted. Different vaccine serums can be created to target different areas and create different side effects or events or outcomes. Science can target your serotonin and your dopamine receptors in your brain. They can change your personality and your mood if they want. And haven't you heard some people that got the COVID serum aren't acting like they usually did? I've heard that. They can also give you a neurological disease like Alzheimer's or prion disease if they want to. So they are engineering disease is what they're doing. And if the research were being used for good, well, they would have cures for the most common illness like cancer, heart disease, and AIDS. But no. These days, it is becoming increasingly difficult to trust science. And the Bible warns of the vain and foolish talk from what is called science. Here it is in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. It says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. Yeah. So it's kind of difficult for people, and even healthcare professionals, to realize that the vaccines are putting people at risk of disease. So adding the avian strains to the regular influenza vaccines have actually created the mutated versions of the avian flu that are popping up worldwide. So the vaccines don't promote antibody protection. They are not designed for that. They are vehicles. And there are vehicles to control metabolic functions in the host. That would be the person that's injected. They're vehicles to seed the body with disease. And genetically, you're going to have a problem at your weakest area. And that's why not everybody has the same outcome sometimes. And, you know, then, you know, drug manufacturers can say, well, if the drug did that, everybody would have, you know, autism or everybody would have diabetes. Well, it's an interacting with your gene pool, and it will corrupt your weakest area. So these are vehicles also to suppress your natural immune system function and control fertility. And it's also been suggested it's a population control through mortality when you have people getting experimental vaccines and not doing well. All right, so let's talk about how you can prepare for this propaganda campaign that's coming. The next pandemic that is promoted by world governments most likely will be a virus. It'll be called a virus, and it could be an avian-type pathogen. Don't know, but it could be. So the previous pandemic was a test, and the pathogen that is used next could be a virulent one, which would mean more deadly. So the mandates will most likely be severely enforced and involve a vaccine, which will increase the disease spread and mortality rate. Now, since such a pandemic is man-made, it is often called a PSYOP. Don't misunderstand. The biological weapon is real, and the disease it inflicts is real. Okay, so the mortality risk depends on how virulent it was designed to be. Such a pathogen is lab-modified using serum proteins to intentionally mutate pathogens until they infect humans. It is not a naturally evolving animal contagion that suddenly makes humans sick. It was created by men to make humans sick. Science calls this gain of function. It's sinful, wicked, and demonic. Originally, avian flu offered mild flu-like symptoms, and it was not considered contagious, spreading from person to person. And the CDC's website states it was rare for avian flu to be contagious. However, with the modifications made to the pathogen, it could be a very different story. And that is just it, isn't it? We just won't know a whole lot about the next pandemic. And the information that is broadcasted about it may be generated to leverage a situation. And one thing's for sure, if science is making the problem to sell you their solution, one must be wise to recognize a business model that is not in their best interest. If that is the case, learn to say no, mean it, stand up against science, falsely so called. Yeah, you need to call them on it. Now, there are some natural solutions. So being prepared is going to be really important. And knowing what is happening behind closed doors in the scientific community is also important. Investigate all your treatments. Don't go in on blind trust, okay? Your gut instincts can help guide you. Listen to them. And don't accept threats or intimidation tactics. That's unacceptable. So if you want, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog on natural tools to help with many health issues. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Website, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And you want to take advantage. They have a 20% off sale right now on orders of $65 or more. Use the coupon code GARLIC24. And you want to hurry. The sale will end on the 21st of April. Restrictions apply. By the way, check out their pandemic kits. They have heart attack packs, snake bite kits, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Immune support, metabolic support, all professional strength, organic herbs. And new blog posts. They have their blog up on their website. The new blog post is going to inform you on what causes inflammation, which is a precursor before disease. So if you want a heads up what could be going on, just spoke to someone lately who wound up in the emergency room and was diagnosed with inflammatory pancreatic syndrome and was sent home with steroids and pain relievers. And I said, okay, well, be real careful because inflammation in the pancreas could be just one heartbeat away from pancreatic cancer, so you be careful. Ooh, I can see by the clock we are going to be taking a break. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. You got me, Frank? Okay. Making sure we're all on the same sheet of music here. All right. We're going to be talking about how science is rebuilding humans. So we're going to kind of springboard off of that first segment topic into this. It gives you a little bit more in-depth view of what they're doing. Because science is really pushing your gene editing limits in a lot of new ways. They want to edit your human cells. So scientists at MIT, they've been kind of treading on thin ice when they're attempting to edit what are called human mammalian cells. These cells are very sophisticated, and science is experimenting with them and editing their function. Where they're getting their cells is anyone's guess. But the cell culture is huge in science right now. Science seems to be obsessed with reworking the human cells, the DNA, the RNA, the whole thing. They want to create a new person, a new, I don't know, a species, I guess is the term. So they're reworking the cells, the immune system, your brain function. Normal doesn't seem to fit into the portfolio of this research they're doing. But changing our cells and how they function is what science is engaged in. Now, of course, this type of research is presented as a tool to help solve the mysteries of the human body and cure certain diseases. Mm-hmm. Well, the scientists at MIT, they have this new way. They produced a new way of controlling cell proteins, which tend to be the key to cell function and outcome. Remember, I said they're the switch. They're the protein switches. So the protein that they are hunting is found in your human mammalian cells, also called eukaryotic cells. And these are complex cells compared to, let's say, your bacteria cells, for instance. So the challenge is that with these mammalian cells, they have billions of individual cells, which make up important organs and your tissues of the body. Therefore, the mammalian cells are tissue-specific. And what is even more daunting is that these cells tend to be specialized and unique in nature, okay, to human, mankind. So there really is no blueprint to these cells in general. And if we were to speculate where MIT is getting these cells, it most likely would come from embryonic stem cells, bone marrow, or from blood cells. So the latest mammalian cell is found, the largest mammalian cell is found in a human female egg, the ovum. So the mammalian cells contain a copy of each individual's DNA. Therefore, the human individual blueprint is encoded in these cells. So what is the cell's purpose? Well, the main purpose of the mammalian cells is biological processes within your body. So one of the main jobs that these cells have is to manufacture protein. And if there is anything we've learned from medical science is that proteins are keys to unlock switches and control functions. Another main function of these cells that they have is to help the body extract nutrients from food for fuel. So unlike bacteria cells, the mammalian cells contain a nucleus. So the nucleus is the key for cellular transport and modification of cells. Therefore, science is altering the molecule machinery in animals and humans. This is why you can get a virus from an animal that was never before known to do, because they're changing, they're altering these proteins and the way your cells communicate and function. All right, so therefore, science is, you know, altering your molecule machinery, and for any living thing to have mammalian cells, there has to be some sufficient things. For instance, you have to have minerals, vitamins, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. So the mammalian cells also contain 5% of the body's total RNA. And some cells will have more than others, and it depends on the cell's function. So in general, 360,000 messenger RNA molecules are in a single mammalian cell, one cell, and can have about 12,000 different transcripts. One key requirement for mammalian cells is that they require oxygen for efficient function. So these cells can hold more than 2,000 gene products, which are made of proteins called polypeptides. So you can see that the mammalian cells can be a treasure trove for cell manipulation and function outcome. Oh, they're in a candy shop with this stuff. So MIT research, this MIT research did get published in the November 2022 Journal of Nature Communications. So this is how they're manipulating cells, and they're using vaccine vehicles to deliver the cargo to change your DNA and your cells' function and outcome. So this is MIT, November 2022. They said, this new technique could be used to finely tune. We're not car engines, MIT. We're human beings. But they say finely tune the production of useful proteins, such as monoclonal antibodies to treat cancer and other diseases or other aspects of cellular behavior. This is how I kind of, if they hide behind this, we're going to invent a cancer cure with this kind of technology. So, but then you never see one. See? You never get the cure. But they press releases after press release, journal article after journal article say, we're going to revolutionize this disease because we're going to cure it. But then the cure never comes. Because this work is being used for dark things. Dark. Okay, so MIT goes on to say, our study shows that our system can work in a variety of mammalian cells with consistent results. It is a very turntable system for many biological applications in different cell types. It is highly predictable, and we can design beforehand and get the expected outcomes. Design. You know, remember Frank, what was it, a decade, 20 years ago, they were talking about designer babies and how people were running uproar about that? This goes beyond the designer baby here, okay? Okay, so they are sharing research because in today's scientific community, it is a global market and research is openly shared. So there are no barriers in place for the misuse of research like this. So this mammalian cell, these research can be modified to influence your antibody functions, okay? What do you, can you say autoimmune disease? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this report that was stating that the goal of the research is to, quote, upregulate your genes. You're probably thinking, what? What do they mean by that? Well, what this means is they are highly influencing or controlling genes in a specific region that bind to proteins and control cell functions. So this synthetic proteins that are called zinc fingers can be programmed to target specific genes. All right, I don't like that term, Frank. They got zinc fingers in the serums going through your body, just kind of groping through your DNA. Isn't that crazy? Sick, isn't it? Gives you the creeps. MIT says this. These therapeutic proteins, including the antibodies produced in mammalian cells, can be engineered to generate the desired protein key, and the proteins are instructions for the cell function. So the science has gone as far as to manufacture synthetic proteins as biologic tools. They are promoted as a way to boost protein production. That's how they're promoted, but we all know what they're doing with it. Yeah, they're changing people on the inside without their knowledge, without their full disclosure. Experimented on, it doesn't even cover it. All right, let's see. The research also has built protein gene transcriptions. These are creating what you call a library of synthetic biological parts to be delivered. What they call transgenes, okay? These are not normal genes that your body would manufacture and have, but these are genes that are designed to precisely control your other gene expressions, okay? So, I don't know, Trojan horse comes to mind. All right, so William Chen, MIT scientist, says the goal is to have a full spectrum of synthetic gene proteins to accommodate different cellular applications. We are regulating gene expression and cell behavior with a highly predictable and artificial system. Yeah. So the research was tested on a hamster kidney. Okay. But researchers say there is no reason why it couldn't work on human cells as well. So no doubt science will waste no time in testing on the human cells to support their editing science medical procedures. So, yeah. So basically, this research definitely was published in Cell. And, you know, I'm thinking this stuff worked into that COVID thing. I think they worked it into that and different serums. I think they probably had different serums, different lots with different genetic key protein switches in different parts of the world and regions. And they were just testing it to see what would happen. Biggest experiment ever. So what science is doing systematically is changing the very core of living things, redesigning, editing, cutting, or in some way, mutilating your cells. So in the last few generations, science has modified the molecules in just about every living thing, animals, foods, and now humans. So it is their course of recreating under the disguise of healthcare. So basically be aware that this stuff is going on. Basically, this was kind of going on in Noah's time before the flood. They had the giants from the fallen angels, and they were polluting the gene pool of man, genetic modifying that way. Not good. We come full circle pretty much. All right, so we got a few minutes. I got lots of stuff basically here to talk about. We've got some medications we can talk about, and this other topic I want to save for next time because we won't fit it in. But let's just talk about this one. This one is some of the major causes of death. Oh, man, if we know what the list is, we can avoid this, right? So if you ask people, what is the cause of most deaths, you're going to get different kinds of answers. People may say heart disease, you know, heart attacks, cancer, diabetes, so forth like that. But these diseases are often listed as the most common cause of death in our Western society. But I want to ask health authorities a question and put this question to them. And, you know, your medical journal search engines, what is the major cause of death? And I got some interesting results when I did that. So there was a report by the Montefiore Medical Center in Bronx, New York. This center is considered by medical professionals as the primary teaching hospital at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And their research was in the September 2014 journal. It stated that prescribed medications were the leading culprit in allergic deaths in the United States. Okay. So their findings were published in the September 2014 Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. So their report was stating that death by prescribed drug is particularly a significant problem for older patients and African Americans. So more details were exposing that these deaths have increased significantly in recent years. So anaphylactic shock is a big problem. And it's potentially life-threatening. People can have respiratory arrest and so forth. So the data was showing that this is a trend of the number of deaths annually was not well established. No one was really collecting this kind of data as there was no national registry for it. So a lot of this stuff, you know, obviously isn't reported. And I don't believe this excuse that doctors say we didn't know that there was a reporting agency to report this stuff to. I do believe the excuse that they don't want to be sued, so that's why they didn't report it. So Elena Jerkis-Chow, she's an MD, Drug Allergy Center, Immunology, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. She says, anaphylactic shock-related deaths in the United States have not been well understood in recent years, and we hope our findings will identify this risk factor and create preventive measures. So here are some of their statistics on death by your prescribed medicines. They said, one, anaphylactic shock, 58.8% risk, compared to, let's say, snake venom. You know, you get bit by, you know, rattlesnake or copperhead. That's a 19.3% risk. And let's say it's a food allergy, you ate peanuts. That's a 15.3% 38.2% risk, but anaphylactic from your drug therapy is 58.8% risk. Way up there. Above your snake bite, above your food allergy. Yeah. They also said antibiotics are often the culprit by 50%. Oh, how many times have you taken antibiotics? And did you know there's a 50% chance you could die? I don't think that was on the prescription bottle. I don't think the doctor covered that. So when looking at deaths between 1999 and 2010, they found that 74% of the cases were associated with death by medication. Well, if an herb did that, a supplement, a vitamin did that, you know what would happen, Frank? Oh, well, I'm thinking the GNC would be closed. I'm thinking, yeah, off the market. So worldwide, the highest rates of death by drug in the United States, well, they're in the United States and Australia. Those are the two leading countries, death by drug therapy. So this is especially risky for Alzheimer's patients, but according to the 2009 study by the Alzheimer's Research Trust, Alzheimer's patients are on an even higher risk of having anaphylactic shock mortality due to the antipsychotic drug regimen they're given. That was a Lancet Journal article in 2009. They're on a lot of stuff. Here's a quote from Dr. Elena again. She says, anaphylactic has been dubbed the latest allergy epidemic. I don't think it's an allergy epidemic, Doc. I think it's poisoning. I think it's toxic poisoning. That's what I think it is. Okay, so also now in 2014, University of Warwick in England, they announced that the drugs for the anti-anxiety and the insomnia are putting patients at risk of death. Okay, so this was a large study, and it was published in the March 2014 British Medical Journal. Here's a quote from the journal. They said, anti-anxiety and sleeping pills are associated with doubling the risk of patient mortality. Doubling. I don't think that's on the prescription bottle, is it? Did the doctor cover that? So patients are not told by their doctor that are prescribing these drugs, that they're not told that not only are they addictive, but the patient has a 50% chance of dying if they take the medication. You're not told that. You wouldn't take it. You wouldn't fill that medication if you were told that. That's why half the truth is still a whole lie, right? Right? Like I told you many times, I was in a doctor's office waiting for a family member to get allergy shots. The little pamphlet on allergy shots they have in there, you know, a little brochure, unfold it, you get to the end, it says, well, if you get your allergy shots, you got to stay in the office for about a half hour just in case there's an allergic reaction. But they don't say anything other than that. So then my mind says, okay, what kind of allergic reaction are they talking about? Are we talking about digestive upset? Are we talking about a rash? What are we talking about? So I asked the doctor when he was done. He said, we're not worried about rash. He says that we're talking about respiratory arrest, heart attack. And I said, that could happen. He goes, yeah. I'm like, on allergy shots that are tailored to that person. Yeah. Okay. So then my mind goes, what about all the vaccines that aren't tailored to you that are get shot into your body? Yeah. All right. So, Scott Welch, professor of psychiatry, University of Warwick, says the key message of this study is the reality of using these drugs. There is a growing body of evidence suggesting that the side effects are very dangerous. End of quote. Duh. Right? Toxic. Toxic, toxic. Your body dies from toxicity is what's happening. Call it an allergy, but I'm saying you were poisoned if you died from it. Okay, so this knowledge is enough to give really anyone heartburn, I know. Which brings me to yet another medication. Yeah. Maybe we'll finish up with this, right? Because I know we're going to be running out of time. In 2017, Washington University, St. Louis, they reported that heartburn medications increased the risk of death. And their report listed also kidney damage, bone fractures, dementia, and more. So I have talked about the proton pump inhibitor drugs, you know, the Privosed, the Prilosec, the Nexium. I've talked about those before. Often, you know, they're prescribed by general practitioners for and also your gastroenterologist. So they're not supposed to be used long term. This is Dr. Ali, MD, professor of medicine, Washington University. He says, no matter how we slice and dice the data from this large data set, we saw the same thing: increased risk of death using PPIs. We found patients that take the PPIs die if taking the drug for 5 years compared to other types of digestive aids. So people think that PPIs are safe and are readily available, but these are real risks to taking these drugs, especially if doctors do not stop the medication after a short time. You're dead in 5 years. You keep taking it. That's not on the bottle. Right, Frank? Not on the bottle. Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, you know, I have to say people are kind of thinking, you know, if the doctor keeps refilling my prescription, the drug is safe, and I should take these drugs because they're not going to hurt me. Well, you're not informed of the risk. You're not fully informed. So now just imagine a host of people globally taking PPIs or other medications. They are prescribed, and they're taking them as they're told. They're taking something really toxic, and maybe they go get a vaccine. Think about that. What do you suppose the death certificate's going to say? Yeah. I can just see the coroner now. I got a dartboard. Let's see if it hits that over on the right, I'm going to list the vaccine. If I hit it on the left, I'm going to list the PPI drug. Or maybe they don't list it at all. Maybe they just list, you know, heart attack, stroke, embolism, because that's what happened to them because of what they were injected with or what they ingested. Unbelievable, right? This is science. This is our healthcare system. We are the nation that is the sickest and spend the most money on healthcare compared to all nations on this planet. What's wrong with us? Well, we left God's medicine right around 1940 and we went to man's medicine. That's what happened. We went to the AMA stuff instead of the naturopathic stuff. Unbelievable. Now, I'm going to say this. You know, modern medicine has its place. Trauma care. Stabilize somebody. You know, fix a broken bone, whatever. But all this other stuff, is, you know, like the dirty little petticoat that's sticking out. And we can't ignore that. Not if you want to be healthy and well and live a long life. You can't ignore that. Just like this gentleman that had inflamed pancreatitis. He kind of said, you scared the you-know-what out of me telling me it could lead to pancreatic cancer. I said, well, good. I said, because if you get pancreatic cancer, you're dead in 6 months. They can't stop it. They don't have anything. You know? Patrick Swayze and a bunch of other, you know, famous people went down that road. Don't go down that road. So, you know, stop the beer, stop the GMO foods, you know, clean up that diet and let that organ relax because it's not happy. Anyway, thepowerherbs.com, get a free catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Don't forget their sale, 20%. It ends Sunday, so April 21st is the last day. So if you need to stock up on immune support, allergy stuff, cleanses, pandemic kits, whatever, save the 20%. Give them a call, 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.